Parliamentary inquiry on intergenerational housing inequity has heard a lack of housing for First Nations Australians has had a number of ongoing negative impacts. The inquiry is holding public hearings this week with a final report due to be handed down by the end of September. Shane Todd from the Aboriginal Community Housing Industry Association New South Wales says Aboriginal land trusts present one step forward in addressing the lack of housing.
For Aboriginal people, our housing story begins with dispossession. You cannot talk about intergenerational housing inequity without first talking about intergenerational dispossession. Housing is much more than a roof for my people. It shapes health, education, employment, safety, connection to family, and connection to culture. Every closing the gap target becomes harder to achieve when people don't have secure housing.